We are excited to start talking about birds, talk about birds more today.
Yes.
Our friend Pam Perry is joining us from the Brainerd area. She's a retired non-game wildlife biologist from the DNR. Pam, thank you for being with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I've got to tell you, I still have evening grosbeaks. I had a single male rose-breasted grosbeak on my feeder with the evening grosbeaks the other day, and dumb me, I sitting there gawking at them. I didn't think to grab my camera to get a picture of the cousins, but well.
Well, and having the two at the same time. I mean, that's usually the evening grosbeaks are winter birds and rose-breasted grosbeaks are summer birds.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm I don't know that I've ever seen the two together.
Right. Well, I had the grosbeaks arrive on Sunday along with Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, you've got an Oriole. Well,
that
probably means that the hummingbirds are here as well.
Well, I don't have hummingbirds yet. I've heard some people have seen them, and I need to get my feeder out, but I have not seen them yet. So I'm expecting them maybe today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I put my feeder out yesterday on the chance that they would show up, because I know that this is typically the time of year when I do see them. So I'm looking forward to that moment, but the Orioles are back, and they're not alone. I have a number of people have told me about the influx of warblers. What sort of warblers are you seeing?
Well, I haven't had what I'd call an influx yet. But Sunday I was down at Rotary Park, which is on the Mississippi in Brainerd, and I had a black and white warbler and an American red start.
Oh, okay.
So that was in addition to the yellow rumps that we've been seeing, mm-hmm. and the palm warblers.
Yeah.
That's all I've gotten so far. But what I'm expecting, John, is that we're going to have the winds shifting tonight. We're going to get some south winds. That's what's bringing in this warmer weather. And I think they're all going to start showing up, later today, tomorrow, Thursday.
And that's the kicker, isn't it? That the wind shift.
It is, totally. And bird watchers pay a lot of attention to the weather, and they pay a lot of attention in the spring to the winds. Because when you've got these strong north winds, like we've had a lot of, the birds are reluctant to move. They will move some, but you don't get the major movements. And then when the winds shift and you get the south wind, they just go, well, let's go north. Let's head north. And now's the time. Let's go.
Yeah.
And so that really happens. So I'll be down by the river a lot in the next few days, seeing what's coming in and picking up that migration.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing about that. I know this is unplanned, but since you mentioned that you were down by the river, I want to ask you about the amphibians, because I know they're close to your heart and mine. And I'm just wondering what sort of signs of amphibian activity have you run across?
Well, the best that I've had so far are toads singing. And I was actually surprised, because I thought it was a little early.
Yeah.
But on May 1st, I was at the Arboretum with a bird hike, and someone said, what kind of frogs are those? And so I listened from a pond. There, we're going around this pond, this marshy area. And I said, oh, those are chorus frogs, which is what I've been hearing, chorus frogs and wood frogs a lot. And then some of the leopard frogs are starting up. And then we're sauntering around as birders do. You walk slowly and going around the pond, and all of a sudden the trilling picked up, and there were just these trills, and I went, oh, toads. And it was warm enough, they're so temperature dependent that they don't really care about the date as much as they care about the temperature. And when we get these, we've had these fluctuations, and when it gets really warm, the herps warm up and they just do what they're supposed to do. And then the next day, we get that north wind, it gets cold, they just totally shut down again.
Yeah, That's yeah. my experience. I didn't realize. I mean, I guess observations. Yes, I knew that, but it just seems, you know, it seems like no, they ought. Why aren't they singing? Why aren't they carrying on? And then I realized, well, it's kind of cold out. Maybe
it's
kind of
cold.
Don't feel like it.
Yeah, and if the water doesn't warm up for these frogs, you know, they need to get it just warm enough. And those warm days, when we had sunshine, those ponds did warm up. And then they cool off again at night. Like what we had last night was cold for them.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting. Now, you described the toad's call as a trill.
Yeah.
And I agree. That's definitely what it sounds like to me. The tree frog has a similar call. It's also a trill, but the tree frog's is sort of short.
It's different. I wish I could imitate them. I'm not good at imitating bird songs or frog calls.
Me neither, but I never stop me from trying.
But, you know, one of the differences with tree frogs is that usually you're hearing them from the trees.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, many people think they're birds.
Yes, well, that was my first introduction. I was bow hunting deer in the fall, and there's a bird behind me, right? And it's singing for an hour and a half. It's singing from the same location, and finally the light went on. You know, it's like, duh.
Yeah, and it doesn't move very much
didn't move at all.
The tree frogs don't move.
Yeah.
So. You know, when we're hearing from these ponds early in the spring like this, that's not tree frogs. Okay. You know, the tree frogs are from the trees.
Yeah. So the tree frog, no, that Heidi, I don't know if you can hear it, but Heidi's playing some.
There we go. Yes.
Now those are tree frogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the toad.
The trill is quicker and steadier.
Yes, steady. I've heard them, and I think to myself,
that's it. See, it's a very fast trill.
Yeah, and I can't imagine. I have heard them do that, and I wonder, when do you breathe? How do you?
it just is so steady and so continual. And I remember once back when I was working for DNR and we were up on Pelican Lake and doing bird surveys, and the frogs the toads were calling, I mean, in this one bay so strongly. And then I started looking in the shallows, and there were toad tadpoles. They had just hatched.
Wow.
All over the place. Hundreds, thousands.
Wow.
Yeah. And so sometimes you can run into that where, because when they lay those eggs, and if it's warm enough, they develop very quickly, and they're going to hatch out into little tiny tadpoles very quickly.
Do you know there was a year, and I could check my notes and get the date, but there was a year when there were so many young toads that actually matured and got out of the ponds that in my yard, I just refused to mow the lawn for a couple of weeks, because in every square meter of my yard, there would be dozens, maybe hundreds.
That's a good hatch is what it's called. It's when they're doing really well. And I've seen that also with wood frogs.
Oh.
And when the wood frogs come out, and I've had them in my yard.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just go, oh, no, we're not going to mow. There's just frogs everywhere.
Yeah. Can't bring myself to do this.
Can't.
Yeah. So the you heard the toads, the tree frogs.
Yes.
I haven't heard tree frogs yet. The wood frogs and the boreal chorus frogs seem to have completed their mission, I think. I don't know. I'm not hearing many of them, but it could be the cold weather.
Yeah, I think it is the cold weather. Especially with the cold mornings we've had.
You know what I'm not hearing are peepers.
I haven't heard peepers much either, you know, as I didn't mention them. Yeah, I just really haven't heard much for peepers.
I don't know.
Lots of chorus frogs, lots of wood frogs.
Yeah, I don't know if the absence of the peepers is cause for alarm or if they're just not in my neighborhood right now.
Right, right.
I don't know.
I don't know either, or if I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah,
that could listen be. For them.
Yeah. So let's round out our conversation by going back to the wetlands and the birds. And maybe you could talk just briefly about some of the waterfowl. Oh, I got an email from a fellow who saw a gull, and he thought that it might be a glaucus gull. Is such a thing possible here, or would he have mistaken
it? It is in Duluth.
But not in Grand Rapids.
Not, I don't know.
Not likely.
Unlikely. Okay. Let's just say unlikely.
Okay.
You'd need a photo and you'd need someone who's really good with gulls. But down in the Duluth Harbor, they do get a variety of different kinds of gulls, which is good. But up here, herring gull is most likely.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the one that looks closest to the glaucus gull?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got, of course, lots and lots of ringbills.
Yes, mm-hmm. And occasionally,
and the ringbill gull is the most common one we have here.
Yeah, occasionally I have seen, and I have had reported to me, Bonaparte's gulls.
Yes, and they have black heads.
Yep.
So they look very different, and
right.
They're a little more delicate. They're more like a tern.
Yeah.
And we see those around.
Yeah.
The area as well. So, well, you know, something I wanted to mention is that if people want to get out in the Brainerd area. Brainerd Lakes Area Audubon Society is hosting bird hikes. And of course, we listen for frogs and other things too. But on Saturday mornings, but not this Saturday because there's a big event in Cross Lake for their Bird City thing. But on the 22nd and the 29th, those two Saturdays at the Arboretum, there will be at 8 a.m. A bird hike. And I'll be leading both of those.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, and then there's some wonderful trails down south of Brainerd and St. Matthias, and on Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m., there are bird hikes on those trails as well.
Wow.
And so that'll be for the next two Tuesdays. This is a great opportunity for people to get out with other like-minded people, and it's spring, and the bugs aren't bad yet, and it's just really fun to hike and get out.
And I am an amateur, a neophyte when it comes to birds. And every time I go out with a group like you and others of your ilk, if I may, I learn a great deal about the types of birds I'm seeing and the techniques that help you to actually see birds.
Right, right. And to see them and how to distinguish their songs, to hear them.
Yeah.
People will often say, we were out on one hike recently, and the leader asked, Pam, do you have any other ideas for how people can learn about birds? I said, go out with someone who knows them.
Yeah.
This is one of the best ways, besides getting field guides, besides reading, studying, listening, go out with someone, because that's really when you learn a lot. I agree.
You know, walking.
That's how I learned.
Walking with Harry and Sue Hutchins was always that way. They would hear a bird and they go, oh, black-throated blue. And I'm like, what? How do you know? And they'd go, well, hear it. It's zee, zee, zee.
It's the song. Yeah, I know the song.
Whoa.
When I hear them, it's almost like they're saying their names.
Yeah.
These are old friends.
These are
ones that I know. And I hear it and go, oh, there's that right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I encourage people to show up for the hikes here in the Brainerd area. They're free. They're open to the public. What can be better than a walk in the woods in May?
And I believe that Heidi got those times. But once again, you said
8 a.m.
At the Arboretum in Brainerd.
At the Arboretum in Brainerd on the 22nd and the 29th.
Okay.
And then the St. Matthias trail, those will be on Tuesdays at 8 a.m.
Perfect.
And so those are the next two, the 18th, the 25th. That's a beautiful trail that's seldom used. And if people don't know where the St. Matthias Trail is, well, there's the St. Matthias Bar, and you just go a little south, and then there's ball fields, and you drive between the ball fields, and it gets you to a parking lot, and the trailhead is right there.
Perfect. Pam, mm-hmm. I can't thank you enough for joining us. I know that this won't be our last conversation, and I look forward to the next one. This has been delightful. Thanks for joining
us. Very good. Thank you, and enjoy the spring.
Oh, you know we will.
Get out and enjoy it.
All right. Thank you, Pam. Pam Perry, a retired forest ecologist and non-game wildlife specialist with the DNR in Brainerd this morning.